Happy holidays to all of you. Eva Longoria, thank you for the wonderful hosting. Kelly Clarkson, we love. To everybody who is here tonight and everybody watching at home, it is now officially the time to light this tree. Are you guys ready to count down?
Yeah.
We're going to start from five. You ready?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Five, four, three, two, one. Hey! Merry Christmas, everybody!
I'm very ready.
Thanks for reading with me. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their head. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
When out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter.
Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below.
When, what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer.
With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick.
More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen.
To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky.
So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, with sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too.
And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof, the prancing and pawing of eight little hoofs. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound.
He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot.
A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimple, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry.
His drawl little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath.
He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, when I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle.
But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight,
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Well, thank you, Dylan, for that introduction and for all that you do for our parks down in Texas. I also want to thank Reverend Haggins for her beautiful invocation. And as we continue to celebrate the centennial of our national parks, I want to recognize our tremendous Secretary of the Interior, Sally Jewell. Our National Park Service Director, Jonathan Jarvis. And all the rangers and staff from the Park Service and the National Park Foundation. Here's to another 100 years. Let's give it up for Eva Longoria and this star-studded group we have here performing tonight. Gold medalist Simone Manuel, Kelly Clarkson, Yolanda Adams, Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, Chance the Rapper, the Lumineers, Mark Anthony, James and Kim Taylor. It's like a Christmas edition of Lollapalooza. And this is just another example of why the holidays here at the White House are so special. You know, last week, I pardoned a turkey. Tonight, we're lighting the national Christmas tree. This one is easier because a tree does not move, it does not gobble. You just push a button and it's electrified, which is exactly what you don't want to have happen at a turkey pardon. I thought that was funny, Michelle. Thankfully, both events have gone off without a hitch. Along with celebrations like these, the holidays also offer us a time for reflection and perspective. And over these next few weeks, as we celebrate the birth of our Savior, as we retell the story of weary travelers, a star, shepherds, magi, I hope that we also focus ourselves on the message that this child brought to this earth some 2,000 years ago. A message that says we have to be our brother's keepers, our sister's keepers, that we have to reach out to each other, to forgive each other, to let the light of our good deeds shine for all, to care for the sick and the hungry and the downtrodden, and of course to love one another, even our enemies, and treat one another the way we would want to be treated ourselves. It's a message that grounds not just my family's Christian faith, but that of Jewish Americans, Muslim Americans, non-believers, Americans of all backgrounds. It's a message of unity, and a message of decency, and a message of hope that never goes out of style. And it's one that we all need very much today. After 8 years as your president, I still believe that there is so much more that unites us than divides us. I've seen it in parents from every corner of this country just trying to give their kids a better shot. I've seen it in communities that come together and find common ground, even in times of trial, in times of tragedy. We see it in immigrants and refugees striving for that most American of ideals, to better ourselves and our families. We see it in our troops who serve far from home during this holiday season, these outstanding men and women who go into harm's way to protect the nation that we love and the freedoms that we hold dear. The freedom to vote and speak out and practice our faith as we choose. The freedom to chart our own course as citizens and as a nation. That is the America that I've seen as we've come back from the depths of an economic crisis to an economy on the move, as we've recovered from wars and natural tragedies. What I've seen is a big-hearted and hopeful and resilient people who look out for each other and who have each other's backs and who find strength in our differences and who keep moving forward knowing that we're all in this together. Those are our values. That is who we are. That's who we will always be. And this is the 94th time that Americans have gathered to light our national tree. It's the 8th and final time for our family. Before we leave tonight, I just want to express what an incredible honor it has been to serve this nation and to feel its warmth and to feel its generosity and how our family has been awed by America's goodness. And most of all, it has been so special to share these 8 years with all of you. So on behalf of Michelle and Malia, Sasha, Grandma, Bo, and Sonny. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. May God bless you all. And may God bless these United States of America. Hey, Santa. It's Santa, everybody. Give Santa a big round of applause. Can everybody please give one more big round of applause for this amazing collection of talent? Santa, do you think we got one more song in us?
I think we can do that, Mr. President.
Ben, what do you think? We got it? What sounds good? Jingle bells?
All right.
What do you think, everybody? You guys know the words? Garth, you better lead us on this, man.
Yes.
What key?
Hey. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Ha ha ha!
Bells are tolling, making spirits high. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight!
Hey!
Thank you, guys.